Hurricane Maria continues its march through the Caribbean. There are hurricane warnings in the Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos, and the Southeast Bahamas. Meanwhile, people are picking up the pieces in Puerto Rico. The prime minister of the island nation of Dominica says at least 15 people are dead there, many more missing. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for the Virgin Islands, making federal funding available to people affected on the island of St. Croix. St. John and St. Thomas were declared disasters after they were badly damaged by Hurricane Irma 2 weeks ago. But Maria hit St. Croix. Joining us now is the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Kenneth Mapp. Governor, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. Thank you.
And tell us what the situation is there after Hurricane Maria.
Well, I had three islands, St. John, St. Thomas, and Water Island, devastated by Hurricane Irma, and St. Croix was our base for restoration and recovery. And then here came Maria, and Maria decided, well, she wanted a piece of the Virgin Islands as well, and so a good section of St. Croix on the west end really got hammered hard. I mean, the island was affected across the board, but the west end got hammered hard. So we're really right now making sure we check on our folks, make sure they're sheltered, they're fed, they're secure. We have a full curfew in the territory today. And I'm here working with the FEMA folks, trying to make sure that we're reprovisioning more stuff to make sure we can feed our folks, give them water, and then we will turn our sight towards recovery and the rebuilding of the entire U.S. Virgin Islands.
Do you have a sense at this point of death toll or injuries?
No. I actually, in my meeting before I came to this interview, I asked a question about have folks been showing up at the hospital in any major ways with injuries, and I'm told not, similar to what it seems to have happened in St. Thomas. But I can make no official statement regarding injuries. We just not seen a lot of that. I was in the neighborhoods. I went in by Humvee and spent 6 hours in the west end of the island yesterday. And while I drove through the neighborhoods and over the trees, the amount of debris and roof damages are significant, but I didn't have folks reporting injuries or saying people there were hurt, and we haven't seen that showing up in numbers at the hospital yet. Death, no confirmation of any fatalities as of this moment.
Hmm. What about power outages on the island? Do you have power?
100% out. Only 100%. Those folks with power generations have power. The hospital is generated. We do the hospitals and the airports completely underground, so they have power, but everywhere else is relying on their own standby generators while the power authority assess. The main distribution terminal from the plant where all those heavy power lines came down, that's damaged, so before they can get any place to have power, they've got to get that assessed and then repaired and start working on going out into the community.
So how long do you think it'll be before power is restored?
Well, power is not going to be restored in... that's a dual question, so let me think for a moment. I believe we'll start seeing pockets of power probably within the week, but power restoration across the entire island will take months.
What do you need at this point from the outside?
Well, we need help with our FEMA partners and our cruise ship partners. We're bringing in a lot of food, water, tarpaulins, personal hygiene packs, cots, and blankets. That's really the immediacy of the need. We're asking folks who can to go to usvirecovery.org, usvirecovery.org, and they can donate there. That's under the Community Foundation of the VI. It's a 501(c) entity that's been around for 30 years in the Virgin Islands, and it do all kinds of stuff to help the community, and we're coordinating donations there. But, you know, folks that like to put missions together, you know, we're asking them to think about food and water you know, cots, personal hygiene packs. We're going to soon have the DMATs, the disaster medical assistant teams, on the ground. We're expecting the C-17s to start arriving late this afternoon and this evening. I was able to speak to Administrator William Brock Long of FEMA and had a very good conversation with him, as well as the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, as we, you know, coordinate the relief for St. Croix.
What island in the U.S. Virgin Islands is in the worst shape at this point? Because as you mentioned, St. Thomas and St. John were hit in Irma and now St. Croix in Maria.
Well, I don't know. I know St. John is still the worst of it in terms of the extent of the damages. But the St. Thomas, St. John, I mean, St. John and St. Croix and St. Thomas really hold a lot of the main infrastructure, particularly St. John is reliant on the infrastructure of St. Thomas, and we're working now today. They started back on power restoration there. St. Croix, we're just trying to fire up standby generators to water pumps and keep the city waters flowing and stuff like that. I can't tell you today which is the worst. It's worse in different pockets for many reasons, but it's just bad.
Hmm. What has this been like for you, Governor?
Well, I have the distinct honor of being on deck with two Cat 5s in 12 days.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure. Yesterday I was on 32 hours straight without sleep, and I was actually able to go and get a very hot shower and just lay down and sleep for 5 hours. And I truly got up much more refreshed today and much more focused. But I'll worry about me later as long as I can get a good chow in and get coordinate the efforts and get them done what need to be done and take care of the folks. I'll be fine. If I see progress for the folks, that really helps me. That helped me personally to continue to drive on adrenaline and do what I'm required to do.
That's Kenneth Mapp, who is the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Governor, we're thinking about you. Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Hope you get the help that you need.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.